Our next guest, somewhat of an entrepreneur when it comes to sports. He's one of the co-founders of Dodgeball Edmonton. Chris Berry joins us. Chris, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing great.
So are you more like a Peter LaFleur dodgeball player? Like, how would you describe yourself in dodgeball?
Yeah, you know, I was thinking about this question on the way here, actually. I think I am more of the Peter. You know, I have a bit more aggression than him on the court, though, I do have to say. So in between him and Ben Stiller, definitely.
Okay, nice. Well, let's talk a little bit about your like Dodgeball Edmonton is it's a dodgeball only league. So what does that actually mean?
Well, a lot of dodgeball leagues currently in the city are part of larger organizations that run a lot of different sports. And so we wanted to give dodgeball the attention that we felt like it deserves and just focusing on that. And so, yeah, that was really part of the impetus for founding it.
Now, when you talk about interest out there, specifically in dodgeball, I remember it as a great, fun game we played in high school. We certainly weren't good, and we weren't very organized. How much demand is there for an organized high level of dodgeball? Has the reaction by the public in Edmonton been something that surprised you at all?
Well, dodgeball's always, or for the last decade anyway, had a great sort of community here in Edmonton. We're a relatively new organization. We just started in the spring, but you know, there's over 200 teams playing at any given time in the city. So there is, you know, a lot of people already integrated into the dodgeball fold here. So,
So to join your league, when does it start? How often do you play?
We play once a week, and it's going to start the week of September 21st.
Okay.
And so there's two main ways you can join. You can join on Mondays and join the draft league, and that's sort of like your schoolyard pick'em. So you'll all come out, play together, and then we'll eventually put you on a team, and you'll play with that team for the rest of the season.
Okay.
And then you can also sign up as a full team, and that's on Wednesday night, and then you'll play every week with that team of friends. So really depends how you want to get into it, if you want to get in as an individual or in with a group of people you already know.
And how many on a team?
Typically, there's going to be about 9 people on a team, 6 on the court at once. So you'll have a few subs with 9 people playing. If you're making your own team, you can, you know, play bare bones, or you can have a few extra players if your friends aren't so reliable.
Chris, is this a situation where it's mixed teams, or is it men's, women's, mixed, a little bit of everything? How does it work?
Yeah, it's all co-ed teams right now. So you'll have a minimum of 2 of each gender on the court at any given time.
Okay. And now, where do you play? What are your venues at in Edmonton? If you're playing Monday and Wednesday, is it always the same venue?
It will vary slightly. We rent gyms from the City of Edmonton School Board. So basically, wherever there's a small gym available that's suitable for dodgeball, we'll be renting it and playing in there. But there won't be too many different locations. We try to spread them out as much as possible, though, to accommodate, you know, people who live on any end of the city.
Now, is it like men's league hockey? Like, the game, what time does the game start at?
I don't think it goes quite as late as a lot of men's league games, but they'll typically start around 6 to 9 o'clock. Would be the typical start times.
Now, Chris, a question for me, because I loved playing it. I was lousy at it. Do you have, over the course of a season, seedings or tiers? Because it's not a great game if you're not nearly as good as the people you're playing against.
Right now, the season length is pretty short, so it's only a 9-week season, and we do tier sort of at the beginning, so you can sign up for a higher level or a lower level depending on where you think you're at. And yeah, and so then you'll play over the 9-week season like that. Eventually, once we build a larger team base, then we definitely will be working on some seeding formats though.
Chris Berry from Dodgeball Edmonton joins us. The league starting on September 25th. You mentioned it's 9 weeks, take a break, and then you'd likely play again in the new year. When you play a game, like on a Wednesday, how many games do you play? How long is it?
It's really dependent on how fast your team is. So you'll play for an hour span, and a game maxes out at 4 minutes, but it could take 30 seconds. So as many of those 30-second to 4-minute games that you can fit in that hour is typically what you'll see. So you'll play, on average, 30 games in the hour.
How many – so what are the rules? Like, you just headshot – like, what's the rules nowadays in adult dodgeball?
There is no headshot, so you're penalized for headshots or, like, high-sticking in hockey, something like that, right?
Okay.
Other than that, it's pretty similar to what you've seen if you've watched the movie. You know, you throw at the other team. If you hit them, they're out. If you catch a ball, the thrower's out, and you get a player back in on your team. And those are really the core rules of dodgeball that every league plays with.
And do the people in your league, like, does everybody have matching uniforms? Are there certain attire rules to show up in?
Yeah, so our Div 1 teams all are required to have matching uniforms because we want that really to be sort of symbolic of the highest level of dodgeball in the city. Div 2 teams aren't required to have uniforms. And then if you're playing in the draft, we will supply you with custom shirts for your team. So we always have a different theme for each draft season, whatever it is, and then you'll get placed on a team and have a themed shirt to go with it.
Our co-worker at the station, Matawanik, was a diehard dodgeball player, and then his team kind of disbanded. is there openings for a guy like Matawanik, who's about 5'11", very competitive, and about 108 pounds?
108 pounds, it's, you know, tough to hit at 108 pounds. You know, good dodging skills there, probably.
Oh, unbelievable, yes. Unbelievable dodging skills.
And would you waive the headshot rule for him?
You know, we can make special exceptions. That's really the privilege of owning the league yourself. So,
if you've seen the movie Dodgeball, which I'm assuming you have, like, do you guys just play Dodgeball theme song to start the movie? Because when you start the games, that'd be great. Awanik's really the version of Justin in the movie.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I could see that.
Yes.
There isn't a lot of typically starting fanfare or anything like that. I have played in tournaments where it's great.
Oh, buddy, you kidding me? Yeah, you guys should make that. That's going to make your league. You guys need to have like a ghetto blaster and just pumping the tunes in.
Yeah. The World Championships actually just happened a couple weeks ago in Vegas.
What? And, dodgeball World Championships?
Yes, yes, absolutely there is. I played in 2013, and I won a gold medal with Team Canada.
Really? So,
and in Vegas?
That year we played in New Zealand, in Queenstown, New Zealand. But this year I was on the board for selecting the national team. And
okay.
We sent the team to the competition in Vegas. The men's team got third, and the women's got fourth place. But yeah, I saw some video and pictures from their opening ceremonies. They did it at the mall there, played some exhibition matches, and it looked like a really good time. So that's it on the highest stage happening.
Where does Canada rank in dodgeball globally?
We rank very high. We were silver 4 years ago, two golds, and then bronze this year for the men's team. So we've always been really at the top.
So we're like, it's kind of like hockey then.
Yeah, yeah. It's very similar to like looking at the Olympic hockey team.
Well, Chris, if people want to sign up, do you just drop in or do you got to register on the site? How can they sign up?
Yeah, just go to dodgeballedmonton.com, check us out there, and you can sign up and check out more information.
Awesome. And if Awanik shows up, he likes to train with wrenches, so just keep that in mind.
Okay. Yeah, I'll bring my plumbing bag with me.
Awesome. Chris, I appreciate it.
All right. Take care.
Chris Berry, co-founder of Dodgeball Edmonton.